Mr. Rose. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Rose.
Hello?
Thank you.
Yes?
Alex Rose on 9-2.
Hello, friend.
Hello, Mr. President, how are you?
I just signed the best-looking picture of your wife you ever saw.
Oh, well, I'm delighted to hear that.
You better keep it, though. If it gets out, anybody else sees it, well, you might be short a wife.
Well, I want to tell you something. On the other hand, you are the best-looking president I ever saw.
No, this is a color picture that I sent you this morning, made out here on the porch, and it was real...
Delighted I am.
It was real good.
Well, I'm delighted.
Well,
I like the way I'm getting your banking from the New York Times.
Well, I'll tell you this. I thought you had better control of the Times than that.
Well, I want to tell you something. I called up Mr. John Oakes, the chief editorial writer, yesterday, and I sent him in a letter, which he's going to print, and he almost sounded apologetic when I got through with him.
What are they after me for, Alex?
Actually, they don't know what they want, and I've written a letter in which I said that my statement came after an evaluation of President Johnson, and you never printed the evaluation. And then I said to him in the letter, I'm saying so, and then I wound up by saying in the letter that we have no regrets that we have nominated Roosevelt, Truman, Stevenson, Kennedy, and our former nominee, Johnson. And they're going to print that letter.
Say, that's good. I've got something now. You did a good job with Wexler, too. You ought to thank him.
Who?
Jimmy Wexler.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that speech yesterday?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Wasn't it?
It was dandy, and you thank him and thank Dorothy Schiff.
I will. Now, let me ask you a question. You didn't mind that I gave him that poll, do you?
Not a bit. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, because you notice he has his discussion about the foreign affairs.
Yeah.
And then this morning, Jim Reston had the same thing in the Times.
That's exactly right, and that was good, and you do it. Now, I've got something I want you to think about.
Yeah.
You and David Dubinsky and a few of my friends up there, and particularly some of the minority groups, some of the Negro groups.
Yeah.
On this poverty thing, after we send a message, I think it'd be a pretty good thing sometime to do like Roosevelt did when he went down into Kentucky, into the poor regions. I think it'd be a pretty good thing if I could have a tour organized, kind of a modification of what we did when we went to the garment workers up there the other day.
Yeah.
But just go to the most poverty-stricken places in New York and let the press follow me and let me go there and visit with the people.
Oh, that would be great.
Now, you talk to some of our friends and some of your board and some of your members and...
what do you want us to do? Line up the people?
Yeah, I just want you to give me your advice and see if you think it's good.
Get advice on the subject, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Supposing I do this, and I will come back to you within 48 hours?
That's right. Anytime. No rush. You got a week. We're working on the message. But what I would like to do, you can talk to Wexler about it. You can talk to David about it. You can talk to anybody that's on your board that you want to.
I don't hear you.
I say you can talk to Wexler, David, Dubinsky, anybody you want to. Get a consensus of opinion. See what they think about...
In person, huh?
Yeah, maybe I'd go right into Harlem, or maybe I'd go on the east side. Maybe I'd go somewhere where we have the real slums and the lowest living conditions, so we dramatize.
You want to do it on the day when you'll give out the message?
Well, no, I'd do it maybe a week or so afterwards.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very well. I'll get back to you within 48 hours.
You see, number one, if you think it's a good idea. Number two, where would be the best place to go? Number three, how I'd be sure that I got maximum attention and coverage, and how the people would, where they would respect it, and they wouldn't think I was just trying to make fun of them.
Well, I get it very well. I can see that. By the way, FDR has dramatized himself when he opened up the Triborough Bridge. You remember that?
Yeah.
Something similar to...
That's right. That's right.
Well, we can get 50,000, 75,000 people in the field.
That's exactly right.
Well, I get it.
And then we'll get people to thinking about compassion and doing something for people instead of all these material things.
And not only that, but you will take the issue of war and poverty and emotionalize it before the nation.
That's right.
I agree with you 100%. This is the only way to do it. In public life, nothing gets across until it's properly dramatized.
And I might bring my wife and my two daughters with me.
Well, that'll be great. Well, I'll come back to you within 48 hours.
Now, they're raising hell down here about they saying that we're using the presidency for commercial purposes.
Yeah,
I told them to just tell them that any hat company in the world that wants to make an LBJ hat or a BLJ hat or a JLB hat can do it. They've got Ladybird lingerie. They've got Ladybird necklaces. They've got Ladybird things. They don't have to get any permission. And it's a good thing that I do wear a hat, and that's why they're naming it the LBJ, because I do wear one.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I told Jack to say, that I told you that the industry was making it. And
yeah.
Since you gave me your smiling approval.
That's right. Well, they...
Which I don't have to get a signature from you to the effect that somebody wants to symbolize their fondness for you.
That's right. Well, they want to pull me in, though, and say if I approved it that I'm getting a rake off or something, and I'm just gonna say that you told me you're going to do it, and I just said that is y'all's business, and whatever you want to do...
You can say that you approved smilingly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right?
All right.
Very good.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We'll be back with you in about 48 hours.
Give my love to your wife.
Thank you very much.
Tell David Dubinsky I don't ever hear from him. I don't know what's happened. He's not gone Republican, has he?
No, he's right now in Florida at a meeting of the Executive Council of the AFL-CIO.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm going to talk with him properly within the next 24 hours, and I'll give him your regards.
Okay, do that.
Very good, Mr. President. Okay. Thank you.
Waiting.